Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. An about-face is what Kentucky Corn Grower Association Executive Director Laura Noth is calling EPA's recent announcement of a decision to reduce the amount of ethanol being blended into the U.S. fuel supply.
Basically, one of America's renewable fuels has come under attack from EPA, which is a total shift in the way that our Environmental Protection Agency has viewed renewable fuels. They have proposed a 1.4 billion gallon reduction in how much ethanol will be required under the renewable fuel standard. That law helps get domestic, American-made, renewable, cleaner-burning corn ethanol blended into our nation's fuel supply.
Nationwide, she says that now stands at about 10% usage of ethanol as a blend. EPA now has a public comment period underway. Noth thinks citizens on and off the farm should speak up.
It's open until January 28th. So they're accepting comments until that time. They make it very simple. You can go online. We have the link to that comment platform on our website, kycorn.org, and that farmers or anyone who's concerned about protecting our rural economies and protecting our air and ensuring that we have a domestic American fuel source can go on and make comments and ask EPA to reverse that decision.
We'll be right back.
Do you know that you have a neighbor making big contributions to the Kentucky economy and your family's dinner table? That's right. Our poultry and livestock farmers provide safe and healthy food choices for your family, as well as new jobs and $5.2 billion in revenue for the state. Our state's poultry, livestock, and other farmers work hard to preserve our land and natural resources, all while producing high-quality food.
A message from Kentucky soybean farmers and our checkoff.
Utilization of corn for ethanol as a blend at the gas pump, says Laura Noth with Kentucky Corn Growers, was previously set by federal officials at 14.4 billion gallons for 2014.
And then the EPA just came out and proposed reducing that to 13 billion gallons. Like I said, an absolute almost reversal in policy of supporting renewable fuels. So we would like to see people comment and say that that just doesn't make sense because one thing, it affects the price of the pump.
And she doesn't mean it's going down because of this. Corn use for ethanol is also something of a platform for expanding the science and investment for other renewable fuels.
But these new advanced fuels are coming from feedstocks like algae or switchgrass. But if you don't have a commitment to renewable fuel, folks aren't going to invest. You won't get the investment into these new advanced fuels.
That website is kycorn.org. And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.